Now, the biggest book club in the country is back with our July book. We do this in conjunction with Libraries NI, and you can pick up a copy of this book from this month and all the previous ones we've done in your local library.
The biggest book club in the country on The Nolan Show.
The latest children's book by David Walliams, The World's Worst Children 3, is this month's book in the biggest book club in the country. And to review it, we have two very special ladies. We have Leona O'Neill and, more importantly, to be totally honest, her daughter, Melissa. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
What was the book about? Set out the plot line for us, Leona.
It's a book about, obviously, the world's worst children, and there are 10 stories about the baddest children on the planet. Terrible triplets, really, really gross. Boastful Barnabas, somebody who's like mad about himself and just disregards everybody else's feelings. Or children have tantrums or make funny faces and scare people, or are really, really bossy.
This could be called People in the BBC,
could be.
Number 3.
Do you know what? I was looking at one, Vane Valentine, a guy that just flat out taking selfies, loves himself, and I thought, my God, that could be Vane Vinny. No.
That's disgraceful. I am not that vain. Did it keep you enthralled? Because I notice with children's books now, they're kind of aimed at parents as well as kids. Hopefully you'll read them along together.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy it?
I did, actually. Some of it was quite disturbing, gross. What do you mean
disturbing?
Horrible things happen to bad children in this book, right? So Handy's tantrums, this wee girl that used to have tantrums constantly, wasn't it? And then her mummy and daddy left her and went to Australia. And I thought, jeepers, that's kind of a wee bit disturbing. But mostly it was pretty gross. There was a lot of real grossness in it. There was these terrible triplets, for example. They outdo each other in levels of grossness. They eat bogies, they eat earwax, and they eat belly button fluff, and they turned into what they ate. But Melissa loved it. You know, she thought the gross parts were really yucky, and that really just taps into their mindset,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Did you enjoy it, Melissa?
Yeah.
What was your favourite part about the book?
Honey the Hogger, wasn't it?
And what did you like about Honey the Hogger, Melissa?
She hogged everything.
Did anything from the book, Melissa, remind you of your own family or maybe your mum?
No.
Are you sure?
Good, well said.
No.
Tell me, what else did you like about the book, Melissa?
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it was yucky.
Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like gross stuff then, Melissa?
No.
But you like reading about it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the part about the spiders? What was her name, was that?
Bonnie Bossy Pants.
Bonnie Bossy Pants. What did she do to Wonder Nanny?
She put cheese in her car.
Oh, this woman. She put cheese in her car. She would remind you a wee bit of maybe people you know, Vinny. I don't know. I'm not saying Nicola or anything like that. But anyway, Bonnie Bossy
Nasty
Pants.
Nasty Nicola. It's great. Using this book or books like this, I could label everyone that I know.
Nasty
so
Nicola.
So we could even start with Melissa. If you were in the book, we could call you Mingin' Melissa. Would you like that, or is that too mean, Melissa?
That's mean, Vinny. That is
Lazy Leona.
Oh, here.
We could have Nasty Nicola, Silly Stephen, but not Vain Vinny, because that's not appropriate. So this is 10 stories, different characters throughout.
Yeah.
You said that it helps you, your kids, to learn different lessons. So what other positives come out of this from a child's point of view?
The book basically teaches you that if you're bold, you'll be punished. You'll turn into a kite, that's right, or a pancake, which I thought was a very positive message to give to young children about, you know, giving back jip or, you know, being nasty to their brothers and sisters. So those were all very positive messages.
One of the key things about a children's book is to try and encourage children to read for their own benefit, so they can practice their reading skills and enjoy the story at the same time. Use your imagination, not be stuck in, you know, the tablets and TV and computers. So did you both read this together?
We did. We sat at night and read, and we had a book each, so she was able to follow along. And it was lovely, actually. It was really nice, because I don't normally get a chance to do stuff like that.
So I want you to close your eyes so you can't see your mummy, okay? I want you to tell me something embarrassing about your mummy. Does your mummy have any bad habits? Does she pick her nose, for example?
No.
What else does she do?
She can't think.
There's
because
something there.
No, there's not. I've got my hand over her mouth. I'm only joking, I don't. But
If you were marking this book out of 5, how many would you give it? How many stars out of 5?
5 out of 5.
And awesome. Leona, from you?
I would give it the same. It's a really good book. It's exciting and it's vibrant and it looks beautiful and it's really colourful. And she wanted to constantly, you know, when I said, right, okay, we'll stop at this chapter, read one more, and she didn't want to put it down.
Is there a section you could read out to us? Just a couple of lines?
A gross section.
You or Melissa could read it, whichever. I don't mind at all.
Blowing your nose on a carrot.
Curtain. Or a carrot.
Putting a cactus in your father's underpants. What's that saying?
Scoffing all of Granny's. Toffees
when she does.
Dozes off in front of the TV.
Coughing on a
gerbil. Right. No, I don't know. You'll not read that part. I'll read it. Not flushing the toilet when you've done a number 2 the size of a submarine.
Okay. I think we've had enough at that point. But thank you very much. And Melissa, which one of those did you say your mummy does?
None of them. Yes. Thank you, Melissa.
Listen again to some of the books we featured on the biggest book club in the country. Go to bbc.co.uk/Nolan.
There you go. The Nolan Show has, of course, been working with Libraries NI over the past year on this. And again, all of our featured books are available there. I think the libraries are shut for the next couple of days, so if you don't get it today, you can go at the weekend. They also do audiobooks for that particular book